This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
It is Dan on Fun Kids. Now, I love my football and you know I love my reading as well. I think it's brilliant news. The Premier League, they've launched a brand new poetry competition. It is called Writing Stars. And they want you to write a poem on the theme of resilience. And if you're going to be a footballer, you kind of need some of that. Now, the poet Caleb Femi and the author Dan Friedman, they are both backing this idea. And they're on the line. Caleb, Dan, how are you doing?
Hello, hi.
All good.
Brilliant. Right, just to start off, let's get on an even kind of keel. Who's the best footballer out of both of you, do you think?
We haven't seen each other play.
Yeah.
I'll be gentlemanly and say Caleb.
No, I reckon it will be Dan. He's got all the experience.
There's a little dig in there, Dan.
Well, between the three of us, we're more than halfway to a five-a-side team, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think so. I think I'll take the goalie, I reckon. Well, let's quickly go through your stats. Did you both play when you were young?
Yeah, still play.
Oh, fantastic. So, Caleb, let's go through you. When you were young, when you were in your under-11s side, what were we doing? What stats did we get? Did we win the league? Did we score loads of goals?
Do you know what? I wasn't a scorer of goals. I was a provider of goals. I was a very good right winger.
Oh, okay. Are you tricky, pacey?
Pacey, that was me. One-trick pony, just run.
Fantastic. And Dan, you say you still play. I care more about what you were doing when you were around about 10 or 11. How did that work out?
Yeah, I think me and Caleb would need to have been on the same side. I could do everything but run. I could pass, had a decent football brain, had some technique, but honestly, so slow, not very fit. So, I think as a combination, I could have got the ball, switched it out to Caleb, and then he could have taken on a couple of men, crossed it back in. I wouldn't have made it into the box to finish it off, but someone else could have done.
Thomas could have just headed it in.
And so this is called Writing Stars.
Yeah,
it's the Premier League. It's a brand new poetry competition. Caleb, tell us more about what we need to do to enter.
I mean, all the information can be found on plprimarystars.com. And essentially, any young person can nominate their school. They can sign up their school or teachers. Teachers can go on the website and register their details. You can enter your whole class or you can enter a select amount of poems in. And the deadline for that is the 22nd of December.
And as a poet yourself,
what's
the key things you think we need to remember when we sit down to write a poem? Because we sit down to write stories all the time. Maybe they get to like one sheet of A4 and we get a little bit bored.
Yeah.
But poetry, you can do what you want with it, really.
Yeah, essentially, there are no rules with it. You can be as creative as you want. Poetry comes in different forms. You've got the traditional forms that we're all used to, we see in school, but you've also got raps, you've got songs. Essentially, there's no rules to the form in which you can write. We just want to hear honest stories about resilience, about determination. We just want to see people see their passion, to see their enthusiasm, and to just read something that's really going to get us to think or feel in a different way.
And well, Caleb, then what do you think is this? I know you say there are no rules, but what is the secret of trying to get across something like resilience through words down on paper?
I think it's just honesty. If you just can think about a time where you've had to persevere, you've had to really be resilient, and this is so applicable in any stage of life and in any variation, in sports, in the classroom, socially with your mates, being like 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, trying to like figure out your friendship circles is not the easiest thing to do. That takes some resilience too. But essentially, I think that being honest is the first and good step to expressing yourself.
And Dan, football is one of the most loved games all around the world, I think, because it's so simple, yet it allows us to get all of our emotion involved all of the time. Now, you have written the Jamie Johnson book series all about football. Where did you start trying to tell Jamie's story?
I thought I might start Jamie's story when he was about 17 or 18 because people like Theo Walcott and Wayne Rooney, who I met and worked with when they were at age, I thought that that might be interesting. But then actually I thought, you know what, I'm going to start Jamie Johnson, my main character story, when he's at school, when he's 11 or 12, partly because of what Caleb was just talking about, because at school there are so many more challenges that you've got. You have to show so much more resilience to even get to the point where everyone knows about you. And I just wanted to just say a couple of words about resilience, if that's all right, Dan, because I think that in this country, I think we find it difficult sometimes to, if we fail at something, to have the bravery to go back and start again. It's so easy, and we're so tempted to say, you know what, I'm not good at that, and that's the full stop, and we leave it there. But I think in other countries, there's a bit more of an idea. I've just got back from the States, and I do think there's a bit more of an idea there that, okay, I tried that, what's next? I'm going to try again, and we'll sort of keep going. And I think if through Writing Stars, we can develop this idea in kids through something as positive as poetry, that you can have a go at something, and then you can have another go at it until you feel more confident, until you're a bit better at it. I think we can make actually some massive strides and make such a difference. And whether you're Jamie Johnson and you want to be a footballer, whether you're a young Caleb and you want to be a poet, whatever it is that you want to be, there are going to be challenges along the way that you're going to need to overcome, and nothing's going to be easy. And if we can understand that that's a positive, not something that means we have to give up, then that'll be a great message we can get across.
And as an author, have you got any tips, Dan, for getting across a story, which we'll have to do in a poem, in a short space of time, to make sure we're really economical with the words and how we're using them?
The way I write, and I'd be interested to hear Caleb's views on this, I just get everything down on paper. I don't filter myself at all. You know, it's almost like a mental splurge. Whatever's in your head, get it down. And then what you can do is sit, and if you imagine like a table filled with cards, and then you say, you know what, actually that one I don't need, that one I don't need. And you start to sort of ration it down, filter it out, and sculpt it to a point where it's really sharp and not one word is wasted. But at the beginning, don't filter yourself. And then from there, you can shorten it down and make it exactly what you want to say.
Brilliant. Last question. Same for both of you. Dead easy. Caleb, who's going to win the Premier League this season?
Manchester United, without a doubt.
Oh, you've gone for the beast instead of the beauty. Dan, what about you?
Yeah, I think City will win it by 10 to 12 points.
Fantastic. And where do we need to go to enter Writing Stars?
plprimarystars.com.
Perfect. Cheers. Thanks for coming on Fun Kids.
Thank you.
Cheers, Dan.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.